From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crosman. The family of late poet Maya Angelou has joined a lawsuit against Utah's school book bans. Angelou's autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, is banned in two of the state's school districts. Under Utah's sensitive materials law, if a book is reported by three districts, it is automatically banned at all K-12 schools across the state. Other plaintiffs in the case include the ACLU of Utah and the estate of Kurt Vonnegut, as well as authors Elena K. Arnold, Ellen Hopkins, and Amy Reed. Right now, there are 22 books that have been removed from library shelves in all of Utah schools. Utah's vote-by-mail system could be in for more changes. A bill in the Utah House would require that most ballots received in the mail be returned to a polling location in person. The bill would also require a valid form of ID in order for any ballot to be accepted. Republican Speaker of the House Mike Schultz says he supports the idea.
That's something that's important to us. We want to try to take out every option possible for people to cheat the system, and especially something as important as voting.
After reviewing more than 2 million Utahns who registered, the Lieutenant Governor's office recently said it found no instances of non-citizens voting in elections. The bill has yet to have a committee hearing, and Schultz said the details could change as it moves through the legislative process. More restrictions on gender-affirming care are headed to the Utah Senate. The House passed three bills yesterday. One fully bans prescription hormones for transgender patients under 18. Utah News Dispatch reports right now there's only a temporary ban. Another bill says Utah publicly funded employers can't offer insurance that covers transgender surgeries or hormone treatments. That includes government and school districts. A third bill requires private insurers to cover treatments for detransitioning. A city in the Florida Panhandle got more snow last month than Salt Lake City did, and the snow drought is hitting many parts of our region, and that has big implications for the looming wildfire season. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has more.
Officials aren't mincing their words. Federal drought monitors say that western snow cover is the lowest it has been at the start of February in over 20 years of satellite records, calling it, quote, the worst snowpack in decades.
The situation with the western snowpack is quite dire in just about all areas.
That's Basil Numerzycki, lead meteorologist at the Great Basin Coordination Center in Salt Lake City.
From southern Idaho through all of the Intermountain West, including parts of the Sierra, the Colorado Rockies, and especially down into the higher terrain of Arizona and New Mexico, where snowpack is only about 20% of normal.
For higher elevations, he says there's a direct relationship between snowpacks and fire activity. The less snow, the sooner it melts off, allowing fuels to dry more quickly and become receptive to starts. But for lower elevation grass and brushlands, he says less precipitation can mean less growth of the fine, easy-to-burn fuels. His big takeaway, an earlier than normal start to the fire season is looking likely. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Utah-based skier Lindsey Vonn had an aggressive and successful downhill training run today. She placed 11th as skiers got their first official turns on the Olympic course. It comes 2 days before her race in Italy and a week after rupturing the ACL in her left knee. She's skiing with a large knee brace. For many athletes, the injury would end a season or a career, but Vonn is chasing a gold medal at the age of 41. She said on social media she doesn't want to waste her chance. You are listening to KUER News.